I think the biggest thing that we can remind newer employees or people that are earlier in their tenure professionally is that it's still a professional environment. And not to lose the fact that you're going to be around your not only your peers, but also your managers, supervisors, and potentially, you know, very senior level officers within your organization.
Yeah, because often we are going to have to wake up the next morning and come into work and face these very same people.
Exactly, exactly. It is still a job. It is still your career that you're managing, even though you're in a more maybe relaxed environment.
Are there different rules for folks who work in the public sector than in the private sector, say federal government versus a Fortune 500 company?
I would say no. I would say I think the same rules apply regardless of whether you're in public or private, because at the end of the day, your perception as a professional is built upon how you handle yourself in any particular situation.
Now, what's the biggest mistake that people tend to make other than the obvious of, say, getting drunk and throwing up on the boss's shoes?
I think some other mistakes that, you know, people just need to be aware of is not being too social, you know, those type of things, still respecting people's distance or in those kind of situations. You know, obviously don't get romantically involved with anyone, you know, in the office, you know, that type of thing. And I think also maybe speaking too much about work. You know, you have to just have a good balance between, hey, the project's going well, but, you know, this is also a time to just say, you know, thank you, or we'll talk about how much you're enjoying your organization. It can either be a great push for someone's career, or it can probably be, you know, something that winds up submarining or setting someone back.
Now, see, those are pretty extreme options, and as an employee, I would be a little bit hesitant to attend, and as a manager, I might be hesitant to even have a holiday office party.
Well, and there's a percentage out in the marketplace that we've basically surveyed that do feel that way, you know, because, you know, in one case, maybe we're missing out on the social opportunity to build your network. And I think most people should go into it with a very positive perspective overall. But, you know, there are just certain things regardless, you know, when you're in the workplace, you just have to be much more aware of. And again, under maybe the bright lights of a party or a year-end celebration, you don't want to take your eye off that prize. So if you're a professional in the office, just maintain a good level of professionalism, and you should come out on the other end doing just fine.
And we're speaking with Barry Downs. He's the Metro Market Manager for the Creative Group. And in some of the advice that you've published, there is a piece of warning, say, if you are introduced to the boss. In the federal government, you could get introduced to the very big boss, say, the secretary, for example, or, you know, a two- or three-star general that you ordinarily would not interact with. And some people freeze up, and they're sort of dumbstruck by being in that person's presence. What happens then? What's a good recovery tactic?
Well, I guess that's a great question. I think, you know, I think if you it's your first time being there, I think you have to practice your small talk to a certain degree, and just be prepared to sometimes maybe, you know, give a firm handshake, you know, acknowledge that person obviously at a very senior level, and bow out gracefully, you know, from that perspective. I think, you know, if you're in that situation where you're kind of awestruck, maybe even sometimes recognizing that it's a pleasure to be able to meet someone like that, and, you know, again, from a positive perspective, say, you know, things like, well, you know, hopefully someday I, you know, hope to achieve some of the things that you've achieved. Or maybe even do a little homework on some of the people that may be attending so that you are a little bit more aware of them. You know, so preparation is big, I think, if you're in those kind of environments.
Now, I've been to two, not holiday parties, but two office events recently, one back in March, another one just a couple of weeks ago. Both times, people spilled their drinks on me, and not just a little bit, like I was drenched both times. Now, as the recipient of the spillage, I handled it by saying, oh, don't worry about it, it's just water, it'll come out, blah, blah, blah. But the person who did the spilling was mortified both times, two different people.
Okay.
Just, they wanted to crawl in a hole and die. I tried to make them feel better, but I was kind of unhappy about it. So as the recipient, I knew how to handle it. But what do I do if I accidentally spill my drink on somebody or myself? Or, you know, how do you handle that?
You know, I think when I look at the things like that, I think the first thing you have to do is just obviously make sure that you do apologize, you know, unless people are, you know, kind of going around spilling drinks on people on purpose, you know, in a crowded room, it's important. And I think the other thing is that sometimes to be more stationary in cases when you have a drink that may be, you know, kind of filled to the top or the potential of being bumped. things like that. But if it should occur, the best thing that you can do for, you know, as the person who has done the spilling is to apologize, offer some assistance maybe, in getting, you know, the materials to help clean up. Make sure, let that person clean themselves up. You don't have to, I think, go that far. So I think sometimes people get a little nervous and you want to, you know, help you clean yourself up.
Yeah, I didn't need any help.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think with that, I think you just have to kind of hold your wits about yourself and think, you know, what would I do if I were home and I were, you know, cleaning up a mess? I'd get some napkins and I'd make sure it gets cleaned up, you know, thoroughly enough. And I think the other thing is maybe to wait around until the person kind of thoroughly cleans themselves and say, hey, are you okay? Acknowledge it and then, again, bow out gracefully.
And sometimes office parties might be a Saturday night or they might be later hours and people have gone home and come back. And so there are probably some pretty good attire pieces of advice you might have for keeping it, again, as you say, professional.
Yes, I think business events should be an extension of the office. So when you look at it, people can maybe, if you're in a professional environment where you wear a tie, maybe, you know, no tie, but still maybe a suit jacket and slacks are appropriate.
Especially the slacks.
Especially the slacks part, yes, very much. And then obviously, you know, for you know, a woman in the workplace, still maintaining that same level of professionalism, whether it's a skirt and blouse and jacket type of approach as well. And even on the weekends, I would say, again, don't act out as if you're going to your own personal get together, whether it's out at a restaurant or a club or something like that. You just want to, I think, if you keep it in the middle, you'll always be safe.
And everybody's tightening their belts right now. Budgets are very tight. What are some tips you have to host a successful holiday bash?
Well, I think that's a good point. I think in our survey we found that, you know, companies are still being somewhat conservative but still want to offer the recognition and the opportunity to socialize. So, you know, other things like potlucks where people bring in their own choice of foods and, you know, maybe have it in an office setting. Also, sometimes, obviously, reducing the cost from an overhead perspective in terms of alcohol, which tends to be the more expensive than food, can be a way to look at, you know, being able to still bring people together but maybe not be so as extravagant.
And probably not a good idea to compare tattoos, say, with the boss's spouse.
That's not a good idea. That's, you know, unless you're in the tattoo business, leave that again for more, you know, a personal setting.
And in your survey, did anything stand out to you, any bottom line piece of advice, or did anything surprise you?
You know, not overall. I think, you know, when I look at, you know, our company, Robert Half, you know, we're going to have a celebration this year. But it's just been, you know, based upon the fact that we still want to be, you know, very sensitive and about, you know, that there's still several people not, you know, employed in the market. But at the end of the day, we've had the benefit of actually employing individuals. So, you know, we're going to get together. We're going to have a great time. You know, we're going to, you know, be able to kind of sit and maybe share some more stories about work. But overall, you know, I think when you look at the overall survey, more than 50% of companies are still willing and think it's very important. And then other companies, I think, are just based upon the economy and looking at it from a little bit different perspective or not maybe realizing their, you know, end-of-year numbers are saying, hey, we're going to probably change the way we're going to do it a little bit. My overall, I think, is that in some way, most companies should make some type of attempt to say thank you.